Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So after World War II, all these places were left intact when the Allies took over?
You know, I don't know. I was just happy to see some evidence that of my theory that some of these the treatment of the Jews, putting them in the camps, was for some sort of reason, you know, other than just hatred. That there might have been a creepy industrial, you know, use there, exploitation. Not that that's something you want to find out. So I'm not saying that, you know, it's just, it made sense. It made the lady's story make sense. You know, there's other connections here. There's the, one of the IG Farben heirs, heiresses, married a man from Charleston. I forget the names, but he ended up inventing the electrical circuit breaker. Lilly, I think, was his name. So there's a connection. And then I believe Carbide had one of their directors was the father of one of the ladies that was at Jonestown. the Layton family. Yeah, Layton, that's who it was. It wasn't Lilly, it was Layton. So Layton invents the circuit breaker. His son, I think, became a director at Carbide and also a big allergy inventor of allergy medicines out in California. And then that's how they got involved with the Jonestown cult. And so the Laytons were, you know, played a big role in the Jonestown cult. They may have been the ones that got away with all the money. And one of the daughters has written a book about it. Deborah Layton, I believe. And that land that Jonestown was on was once owned by Carbide. There's a whole lot of strange stuff revolving around Carbide, and it does still, it's still a company. It's just sort of been divested pieces of it. What used to be the Carbide plant is now a Bayer plant. So Bayer is really kind of the reconstruction of IG Farben. You know, they kicked off some of the pieces, and you know, Bayer was always the biggest chunk of IG Farben. Yeah, I mean, it's one reason I think if you want my, I guess, personal gut feeling about why Mothman was appearing to anybody, it was as a protector deity. It was to maybe tell us this story to get me to think about that, the different things that were going on, and to maybe stumble on this fact, these facts about what was happening. And that's a big story. If indeed the Holocaust, if the Holocaust was really just a reason to get cheap labor to process uranium, I mean, that's huge. And of course it's so dark that it's something that I don't think anyone would ever want to come out. So I'm kind of concerned about even bringing it up on the radio. It's like, I don't want the men in black. They've left me alone for a few years now. So, you know, it's been real quiet and I like that.
Going back to the Mothman, though, going back to the Mothman now. Okay, so it serves as a purpose here that we're kind of guessing, because whatever the Mothman is, it can't actually send us a message saying, "Hi, I am here to tell you about." We have to guess what it's there for. What is the Mothman? Yeah. Is it a ghost, a spirit, some kind of force? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I would say it's the collective unconscious speaking back to us. you know? Yeah, I mean, that's just what I've always said. I didn't lose you there. I dropped my phone.
We're still here.
We do that to people, by the way. We make people drop their phones. The reason we do that is because we can help encourage the income of third-party shops that repair iPhones. I'm kidding.
When you say that MIB has left you alone now, so this opens up a whole other can of worms. Like, that kind of implies you actually had some kind of an MIB experience or thought that they maybe had been trying to influence you in some way, or were you just sort of kidding about that?
No.
Well, let's get into that then.
When I was a kid, around this time of the Mothman, we were visited by two men in black who hypnotized my entire family right in front of me, but it didn't work on me because I was too young. I sat there and watched it happen.
What? Describe this in some greater detail if you can. Like, they knock on the door. How many of them were there? How did, you know, did anybody come on in and hypnotize us, or what happened?
Yeah, they knocked on the door and came in, sat down. I remember where they were sitting. One guy asked the questions, the other one didn't say much at all. And I don't know how he put him into a trance, but he did. And I faked my way through it. I acted like I was in a trance, but I wasn't.
Let me interrupt quickly here. Were these the traditional men in black with the dark suits and everything?
Yeah. And I've often tried to find out, you know, by looking at photos of men in black or people that purported to be men in black, like Major Richard French. I heard a beep on my iPhone. I hope I didn't cut out there.
No.
It wasn't Major Richard French. It wasn't. It may have been Indrid Cold, whoever we think Indrid Cold was. It may have been the guy in that Greenfield photo, if that was Indrid. There's also another photo of Indrid of a guy from Point Pleasant who might be Indrid. I thought it might be Fred Crisman for a while. Not sure about that.
We should mention who Fred Crisman was, because he is one of the screwier people who had some peripheral involvement in the UFO field.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the involvement in the Maury Island incident, the JFK assassination, possibly as the shooter or someone who transferred money through Reverence, what was that guy's name? I figured it out there. He's got a strange name. There was a reverend in Omaha working with Major Wayne Aho and Dr. Frank Stranges doing UFO conventions, and that guy was, I think, the guy that Crisman was passing the money to for the assassination. And by some weird quirk, I happened to go to Haiti once when I was in high school to work on building a church, and we stayed at this hotel in Port-au-Prince, which I later found out was a CIA base. And I got to know the lady that ran the place, and she's like the Mata Hari of the CIA in Haiti. She was informing on everybody. And she was involved. She's the one who blew the whistle on this, that Crisman or these players took some money, shipped some money through Haiti to the JFK assassins. And I just thought, that's so coincidental for me to be there. And she actually liked me and was very nice to me and took me around personally. I don't know why she took an interest in me. Lovely lady.
You know, when you raise this issue of Fred Lee Crisman, which we kind of devolved to, and I want to cover it for a bit here. We're just running back and forth with different topics, Andrew. I used to know a guy no longer with us named Floyd Murray, who in the late 60s and the 70s was investigating people like Crispin and all the people who were outgrowths of the Maury Island incident. We've got more to come with Gene Randall and Andy. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So the first time I heard of Fred Lee Crispin was Maury Island. Of course, then we have the Kenneth Arnold connection because Ray Palmer, the Chicago publisher, hired Arnold to go to state of Washington and look into this Maury Island UFO incident. And one of the two people who allegedly were involved was, of course, this guy, Fred Christman. And he has such a strange history. I think one of his last jobs was as a conservative talk show host, was it?
Yeah. He was in Seattle, Tacoma. And he was using the name Dr. John, can't remember the name, but it wasn't too far off from Indrid Cold. And you could somehow twist it around a bit and come up with Indrid Cold. So I thought for a while that he was Indrid Cold. But I went over to Maury Island because I have a friend who lives over there and took some Geiger counter readings over there, and it was radioactive there and that part of the island where the slag was supposed to have fallen.
Hold the presses. When did you do this, and what level of radiation was there?
I just had a little ticker that it's like a keychain ticker, and it ticks at a certain speed. And it was ticking. I mean, it wasn't ticking fast, so it wasn't a lot, but it was ticking. And this was 5 years ago, maybe. And, you know, John Keel always said that he thought that they were dropping slag there from Hanford nuclear facility, and flying it over and dropping it into the ocean, and that they accidentally dropped some on Maury Island on their way out. I will just say this because it popped into my head for some reason, that, you know, you guys were talking about Donald Kehoe and the articles he wrote before he got into UFOs. Well, one of the articles he wrote before he got into UFOs, it was 1946, was he wrote an article about the invention of the remote-controlled airplane and how he had, you know, flown in one of these. And I don't remember all the details. We republished in one of our Gray Barker collections. We did a few Gray Barker collections, too. But, you know, think about it. If they could totally take off and land an airplane in 1946. Now, what could they have done by 1966? They could have had things flying around that could land and, you know, maybe put off actinic rays and burn people's eyes and cause a lot of the effects that we associate with landed UFOs. And then, you know, it would have been easy then to go find a witness nearby and harass them, and it would all seem like a big mystery. Well, they never called the Air Force. They never called the police. So how did they know where they were? Well, because they knew exactly where they were landing the drone, right? So a lot of these things could be easily explained. I'm not saying all UFOs can be explained as being synthetic craft. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. So Maury Island, back in, 1947... where two harbor patrolmen, that's Fred Lee Christman and Harold Dahl, on a workboat near Maury Island, see six donut-shaped objects. And they dropped a substance that was some sort of slag. Okay, that's where it all began, and then it became a spy novel when Kenneth Arnold flies in there, and there are no hotels available for him to stay at, except the one that someone, unknown party, reserved in his name. I mean, it was a pretty weird story, forgetting about everything else. It was like they were being monitored, they were being spied upon. And then we have a connection with Fred Lee Christman. This is told in one half of a book called The Coming of the Saucers, written by Palmer and by Kenneth Arnold. Palmer's section was just UFO sightings. Arnold was a first-person account of what he went in through there, and it got so crazy that when he was leaving, suddenly his private plane, the engine shut off, and he had to make a crash landing. I mean, it got to be a crazy, crazy spy story that to this day people say might have been a hoax, but this is a pretty dirty hoax because, what was it, two Air Force people had samples of the slag and their plane crashed and they died. Wow.
Yeah, and the plane The plane was hidden away in the basement of the Centralia Historical Museum, and nobody knew it was there until recently. But pieces of the plane are there, and I guess they just didn't want people to ask questions about it. But, you know, we republished that book because I was contacted by Kenneth Arnold's daughter, I believe, or granddaughter. It was his daughter. And so it doesn't sell very well. It doesn't seem like many people are interested in that story for some reason. I think people are interested more in the island, but they don't seem to be that interested in reading the first person account of it by Kenneth Arnold. I don't know why, because it's a great story. He tells it really well, too.
Do you know who Kurt Sutherly is?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, Kurt, of course, an old friend of mine, he also looked into this, and he did an episode of the PowerCast where he talked about this. He'd spoken to Kenneth Arnold's daughter and came up with some interesting information. But we started here to look into this character, Fred Lee Crispin, who's a harbor patrolman. And then was he a spook or something, a military person? What was he?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, he was a CIA pilot. He'd flown for the OSF, the hump, they called it, from California to Burma during the war. And then after that, he flew for a couple of airlines. And then he ends up in, after being accused by Jim Garrison of being involved in the JFK thing, he shows up in Point Pleasant, literally right around the same time, looking at the Derenbergers' home, looking for Indrid Cold, because, you know, Derenberger had contacted Indrid Cold had contacted Derenberger. And so Crisman went to the Cleveland UFO group and got their approval to go down. So we know he did this. This is a real thing. So he's in West Virginia as well. And then I got this wacky idea that since at the same time, David Ferry had gotten busted by Garrison for having stored munitions in domes in Houma, Louisiana, that Ferry may have moved the munitions up to Point Pleasant into one of the domes there. Why? Because people were seeing a guy wearing a fright wig around town, and Ferry wore this horrendous-looking red wig made from monkey hair.
Let's continue this. Let's continue this with Andrew Colvin. Gene and Randall, oh my God, we're in the JFK assassination here now. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry. President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are courting American voters. President Trump was at the White House Saturday.
I think it said 56% of the people prefer their position now in the midst of a pandemic than they did 4 years ago. Think of what that means. 56. And it's a Gallup poll, and it's the highest poll ever recorded. 56%. Now tell me about that. No, we had it going, and we really had it going, and then the plague came in from China, but we're getting rid of that, and we're rebuilding it, and it's going to be better than it was even before.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
He said, Joey, I don't expect the government to solve my problems, but I at least expect them to understand my problems. You're facing real challenges right now, and the last thing you need is a president who exacerbates them.
USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta, now a tropical depression, is weakening as it travels over land with nearly 11 million people in the storm's path. FEMA's Peter Gaynor tells us power outages are plaguing the area.
But right now, what we see are power outages. In Louisiana, about 688,000. In Texas, about 107,000. And in Mississippi, about 92,000. So power seems to be the issue right now.
Do you trust what you hear about politics? Chances are you're not alone. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Oh, well, where things take us. Jim Garrison. All right. Now, do you have a feeling about all that? About, of course, obviously, well, his efforts to convict someone of the assassination failed. And that kind of wrecked his career. But we have, again, the appearance of Fred Lee Christman. Whew. We have the connection with the UFO mystery because of the Maury Allen affair. What do you think about the Garrison investigation?
Well, let me say this while it's on my mind, is that Ferry was storing his munitions in domes owned by Schlumberger Oil, which has a long history. It goes all the way back to Benedict Arnold, I believe. He was storing some things in there, in addition to regular things, something called poison dart discs that shoot out of it, and they don't make any noise. So, you know, a lot of people think that Ronald Reagan was shot with one of these. Anyway, somehow, I don't remember how I found this out, that Perry had these flechettes. I think it may have been from the guy who wrote the book, Mary's Monkey, Haslam. Anyway, I knew someone no longer with us who worked for Schlumberger in Charleston who said that they had some domes at the TNT area that they rented out. So, and what's even stranger is when my father died, He was fine. He said one night, he got cancer in his leg, and we figured, well, it's from being exposed to something at work, you know, could have been radioactive, could have been some chemical. But then we found out later there was a sticky thing sticking up out of the seat of his car, of the driver's seat of his car, and maybe he had been poisoned. Because that was another thing they did, this they would put radioactive material under your car seat. And this is from all my research into conspiracies and stuff over the years. This is an old trick that they would do to make it look like you just give you cancer and then no one would ever ask questions. Well, then they fixed that. They got that. They took that out. Well, then one night my dad claimed he got shot in the back with something while he was sleeping. And sure enough, a tumor developed there, which ended up killing him. Well, that's exactly what these flechettes did that David Perry had. And so, you know, were they using these, you know, because carbide could have easily gotten a hold of, you know, some of these or gotten someone like Ferry to go around them. Because my dad was a troublemaker at work. He was on the side of the union, you know, and not liked by locals because he wasn't from West Virginia. He was from upstate New York. And he was always getting in the scuffles with guys who would say racist things to him because he was Italian, call him a WOP and things like that. So, you know, I've always wondered if they didn't have some kind of program to go after whistleblowers. And, you know, if you've ever read the Gemstone file, that's a big part of that story is that they were using nickel, pure nickel, which carbide had at that location in Charleston. They have a whole store of it, and could have been using the pure nickel because they used that to make the machines that process uranium. Now, the other thing to remember is that there was another facility in Point Pleasant called the DLA, the Defense Logistics Agency Depot, which stores so many exotic materials that when they sold the old part recently, there was an article in the paper that said if they dumped all of that stuff onto the market, it would change. What did they say? It would change world economics. So it was something crazy. Like they had such valuable materials stored there. And when we were there, in the old part of the facility, we found six warehouses filled with this quebracho bark. And I mentioned this last time I was on. What I forgot to mention was that we took the Geiger counter out and all of these bags were hot, really hot. So they had obviously been storing radioactive materials in these warehouses. And there were not, the stuff wasn't in there anymore, but the bark, these bags of bark, which were soaking up, you know, were used to insulate whatever was in there, were still hot. And they were literally bagging this radioactive bark up and sending it off to China. We talked to like the guys that were doing the work, like, what are you doing with this stuff? Well, we're selling it to China because they use it as a female aphrodisiac there. Now, either they were using it at the TNT area or the DLA, during the war, they were probably using it for varnish. It was something used to make varnish. It's from an area of South America called the Grand Chaco, where there are also Mothman-like, there's a Mothman-like deity called the Oruro, O-R-U-R-O, that is revered. And some of the parrots that live there live in this place in Seattle called Seward Park. And I mentioned last time that we had a witness who's seen Mothman in Seward Park three times where these parrots live. They live in one part of the park. Are these parrots bringing in, are they somehow bringing Mothman in from, you know, it's the strangest thing, but this guy literally said that he saw Mothman and it touched him and its talon turned into a hand, a human hand. And it said to him, beware door 11. And this was literally 100 years to the day from when they had taken down the Garuda statue in Bohemian Grove. There used to be a giant Garuda statue at Bohemian Grove in California. It was called Ugg. It just these weird things.
Well, this all looks like part of your book, The Mothman Speaks, Candid Conversations Concerning Cosmic Conundrums, Cryptic Creatures, Chimeras, Contactees, and the Cleverly Coded Coincidences and Correspondences of the Collective Unconscious. Quite a mouthful there, but it sounds like we're getting into all of that with this. And I don't know if it makes any sense or not, but it's really fascinating, that's for sure. Like, are we into that now? Is that what we're talking about? All of these sort of connected threads from these strange occurrences that have these... What does it all add up to?
I don't know, but these are... There's more of these really stunning synchronicities. These are, I guess, they're synchronicities or coincidences. But what I've noticed is in the field itself is that there's a lot of people out there now claiming to have synchronicities, and they're really lame most of the time. They're really lame compared to the insane things that we were having happen. I mean, one time, this isn't a synchronicity, but one time I got in Harriet's car. Harriet is a Mothman UFO witness. And the car window started going up and down by itself. And she goes, oh, it does that, you know, when certain people get in the car. And I sent the car to, or we called the people in Sweden, and there's a Volvo, and she said that there's just some people that set things up, set off our electrical systems, and you know, and I've been struck by lightning 3 times indirectly, you know, real close to getting really zapped, and I don't know. The list goes on and on, but I find that people want to have these synchronicities, and I really would like to tell them, I'm not sure you do. You really got to be careful, but they do, and they'll claim that, you know, this or that, and happened, and it's usually not that much of a synchronicity, but so I don't know. I guess I feel sorry for them in a way, because people want to have something exciting.
They want to be special. They want to be part of this larger world, whatever it is.
We're going to be real special here with these announcements. More to come with Gina Randall and Andy. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Whoa. When I got a look at all the titles that Andy had sent us, titles of collections, topics we could raise, I thought to myself, let's just take a deep breath, close our eyes, and jump. And we're going to be in worlds you never dreamed of. And so have we jumped yet or what?
Oh, yeah, we're in it now. We're deep, deep in there. Just before the break there, we were talking about all of these synchronicities and coincidences and how some of them are more outstanding than others. Now, in your book, The Mothman Speaks, and you're talking about these coincidences, you call them cleverly coded. What do you mean by cleverly coded?
You know, I don't know. I just thought it sounded cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think some of these things are hard to, they're not obvious. You have to dig a bit. They're not there for the casual observer. Maybe it takes a hardcore synchronicity to get you to look at the code. You know, what is it? Well, let's take the 1111 code. This was something that started happening to us in 2003. The people that had met John Keel at the festival, we all started having 1111 things. It would show up on the clock. It would show, the number would show up in all kinds of different ways. And it wasn't just those of us who had met Keel, but just any of the Mothman witnesses that I was interviewing for my video series that ended up becoming the books. We translated all or transcribed all the videos to the books. So I started writing. Keel and I were working on this for 3 years at least, and he was having it as well. And we wrote about it, and starting in 2005-ish, probably, or maybe even a little bit before that, on my blog. So the word got out that there was something about 1111. Now, people didn't take the best parts of it. They, you know, how things are, they just sort of grabbed onto the light workers got involved. And you know what happens when the light workers get involved? As my son would say, it's demons. No, they turn it into something else. And so by the time I was finished with my books, which was like, what, 2013, the 1111 meme had become, I wish I could get paid for this meme. I wish they paid for memes because this meme has become, it's probably the biggest thing I've ever done, but I will get no credit whatsoever. That's okay. But I wish I could have gotten paid for it. But it exploded and it's become this whole thing with people making up all kinds of other explanations for what it means. When I was kind of coming at it from a Masonic, you know, I was basing it on something that has been around a long time. And I was even going back to ancient drawings, found in caves, things to show that the 1111 to where it started. And yet none of that is in any of the materials that you see about 1111 now, unfortunately, because I think it grounds it in some sort of reality. Now you can say it's anything you want.
I want to ask you, as you take this through history, all the weird stuff that's going on, the synchronicities, the Mothman, the Men in Black, and whatever else there is out there, military-industrial stuff, conspiracies. How recent can we take these stories, other than Carbide, of course, which still exists? How recent? Because obviously with Mothman, we're talking about 1960s. With Maury Island, 1940s, World War II. Coming up to the present, what do we look at?
There were a lot of sightings after 2000 of Mothman, and 2004 was big, 2003, 4, 5, all the way through to about 2011, I think. And then somehow it all switched to Chicago for some reason. Somebody who lives in Chicago got the idea, well, why don't we just move them to Chicago? And so they started having all these stories from Chicago, which I wonder about them because they're often, some of them are pretty well sourced, but some of them aren't. But here's another one. I just saw this in my notes. Talk about, I don't know, it's similar to the 1111 thing. I came up with this idea in 2006, five, I guess. Well, that's when I first wrote about it. Because we had all these mounds, Indian mounds in Mound, West Virginia. That's why it was called Mound. We had thousands of mounds, apparently. According to my high school teacher who researched it, a lot of them were torn down for the carbide plant. And guess who lived right next to the carbide plant? Charles Manson. Well, I started speculating that even if a mound is torn down, you know, it could still generate energy, maybe. They would do things under the mounds, too. They would have your rituals under the mounds. And maybe Manson was being influenced negatively by some demonic spirits that had been trapped in the mounds. Well, about 6 months after I published this in my first book, Peter Lavenda puts it in his book, Sinister Forces, the Sinister Forces trilogy. And he sticks it in the front and at the beginning and end of each of those books as if it's it could have been placed in, you know, quickly at the last minute. And I finally confronted him with it. I said, you know, did you borrow this idea? And if you did, why didn't you say, give me credit? And he said, I don't know who you are. I've never heard of you, et cetera, et cetera. But think about this, the unbelievable coincidence that two people could really come up with this idea that Charles Manson was influenced by Indian mounds, spirits in Indian mounds.
Yeah, that's a bit of a reach for sure. How many people even know about them? I mean, yeah, I mean, sure, there are people watch documentaries. I've heard of them. And I've heard of Charles Manson. I've never put the two together at all.
And the thing about Lavenda's work is that he placed Manson growing up in Ashland, Kentucky, which isn't true. He didn't live in Ashland, Kentucky. His uncle lived near there, but not in Ashland. He lived on our street, and everybody who grew up there knew it. And we knew people that knew him when he was a kid and knew that he hung out with Sarah Jane Moore. They used to go to the store together and buy bubble gum. I mean, and so I always wondered, you know, what's Lavenda up to there? Is he just misinformed, you know, or what? But anyway, there's strange things like that that happen throughout the story as well, where people are trying to sort of grasp onto some of the things that popped out of the Mothman story. I'm not going to take credit for all of that. I'm just going to say Mothman. Let's give him the credit. One of them is synchromysticism. Okay?
So what's that all about?
Synchromysticism was... Uh-huh. I'm not going to say it popped out of Mothman, because I'm going to give the credit for that to Eugenia Macer's story, who was a writer from New York State. And she was on my Mothy Talk list for many years, and we corresponded voluminously. I loved the way she wrote. She would connect all the little things happening in her life in such a way that it was about the synchronicities, and she built a whole mythology around it, and it became synchro mysticism. And some other people, you know, grabbed onto. I took what she had done and I started writing the same way, but I gave her credit. But the other people who grabbed it didn't. What I came up with was something called synchro conspiracy, where I was using synchronicities to investigate what I thought was a conspiracy behind the Mothman story, which is this carbide thing. And, you know, is there some great corporate devilry happening that we need to...
Oh, well, yeah, you know, okay, we know there is. We just don't know exactly how, you know.
And the sphere... What about the sphere beings? Here's another one.
Oh, okay.
So I discovered, you know, through my interest in Buddhism, I was actually a Buddhist priest for a year, and then I got out of it. But, you know, when I was in there, we had people that had been to Tibet, and they said, you know, there's UFOs over there that fly around the monasteries. There's these balls of light. And it's not, some of them are just there naturally, but some of them are used by the monks to fly around it.
What?
And yes.
Like, okay, so.
Let's do our break. Let's continue and figure this all out. Andy, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.